Welcome to the Fact of the Tech Studio. My name is Tony Kreider. On your far left is Megan Conklin. This week's topic is to blog or not to blog. We assume that you think you know what a blog is, but not so much. Our first guest is going to be Ashley Holmes. She's a lecturer in English. She's one of the 2006-2007 Service Learning Faculty Scholars here at Elon University. Right now you're featured on the Cattle Gallery, the Center for the Advancement of Teaching and Learning site, as one of the premier teachers at Elon. That's pretty impressive. And Ashley.
Yay.
Yeah, Ashley looks very impressed. Yay. She's a graduate of NCSU.
Looks mortified, Tony. Don't kid yourself.
And she recently presented Blogging to Learn, Using Weblogs in College Courses Across the Curriculum at the 2006 Lilly South Conference on College and University Teaching. So was a natural guess when we asked to blog or not to blog. You want to tell us a little bit about Prudence there, Megan?
Yes. Prudence Lane is an assistant professor of English here at Elon. She's also a service learning faculty scholar. She's a graduate of Howard and a PhD grad from University of Miami. And I love this title. I guess this is your dissertation title, Towards an Erotics of Hybridity, Bodies at the Crossroads of a Nation.
That sounds so much better than mine.
Way better than mine, too. Prudence was born and grew up between Barbados and New York and lived in the Faroe Islands before making the U.S. her permanent home. Welcome, Prudence.
Where are the Faroe Islands?
I have absolutely no idea.
They actually belong to Denmark. They're located between Scotland and Greenland. And I lived there for a year.
That's not between Barbados and New York.
No, we kind of
messed up. It's a different kind of island.
It's between in a sort of, you know, universal sense, I guess.
Our third guest today is Wayne Connolly. He's a multimedia developer here at Elon University in the IDD department. His phone number is extension 5041. His birthday is November 7th, and that's about all I know about Wayne from the web. Amazingly, I found a ton about these two ladies. Wayne, can you tell us just a little bit about yourself besides those two facts?
First of all, one of them is not a fact, but fiction.
Oh, well.
My birthday is November 27th.
We've had this problem last week, too, so clearly our fact checkers have not been doing their job.
Actually, there is a lot of information about Wayne Connolly on the web. However, it's a movie producer out in California, and it's
good
not
job,
me.
Good job, Wayne,
sorry.
With the dual career.
So actually there is a lot about me. I enjoy technology and everything technology, and I've been a multimedia developer for 12 years and worked for myself developing educational software for several companies in the area, and came to Elon about a year and a half ago.
Excellent.
Welcome. Are you part of the community now?
Elon community.
I don't know, you tell me.
I think so. So a weblog, or a blog for short, sort of abbreviate everything, is just a web page that has a particular set of characteristics. Sometimes it has a particular layout. So, for example, postings kind of in the middle, and then maybe a sidebar area down the side of the page. The postings to a blog are made usually by an author. It could be a single author or maybe a whole team. The postings are usually dated. They're shown most of the time in reverse chronological order, so the newest stuff ending up at the top of the page.
That's like time travel.
It is kind of like time travel. And there's usually a common theme for the blog. So it could be, commercial blogs could be about anything from politics to religion to any kind of exciting celebrities or what have you, whatever you're into. Diary, vacation photos.
I've done that.
Yeah, I know you have. And sometimes on the sidebar we'll have relevant links or maybe a description of what the blog's about, and sometimes even ads, especially on the commercial site. So those are the basics of a blog. A lot of faculty are starting to use blogs, as you guys might know, in their teaching activities. There's two main ways that we've seen blogs being used, and so we wanted to talk about those two today. We've seen them used by faculty themselves as a sort of replacement for the old-style faculty member homepage. We've also seen them used as, you know, a class homepage that would be similar, with comments to students, daily assignments, and that sort of thing. And then we've also seen blogs used by students themselves. So to report their work or to write reflective sort of journal entries, that kind of thing. So our questions this week are going to focus on those main uses of blogs and anything new that's coming down the pike for how these blogs are being used in the classroom.
So I guess the best thing that we could do now is actually take a look at the blogs of people in front of us. Let's start with Ashley. Ashley, can you tell us a little bit about the one that we have behind us? This is Elon Bloggers, English 110, Section G. And I was reading through this the other day, and it was exciting and scary at the same time. What do you see there?
This was a blog from fall of last year. This is for English 110, which is our college writing first year course, required course for students at Elon. The main purpose of this blog was as a site of discussion And we used it to discuss student-generated prompts, which is why you might have been scared by some of them. For instance, one is on underage drinking, topics that are important to them. I actually shifted the purpose of this blog beginning of that year. I had them talk about writing-related topics since it was a writing course, and they weren't talking very much. They weren't
somehow having effects of dating life on college life.
So they had a lot more to say about dating in college.
Two comments for this thread.
Yes. So it was mostly a place for discussion and to keep them writing and engaging with one another, and solving issues. Sometimes they were issues that were real world, and sometimes they were things like drinking and dating in college.
Did you find any difference in the writing for what the students were putting on the blog versus what you might have got if they had handed the paper in to you? I mean, was there a difference in how formal the structure was or how much they were willing to invest in it?
Certainly. And we actually had discussions about that early on in the semester. And another reason we use the blog is to practice writing in styles that are non-conventional. Part of the course in class is to work on their academic writing, citations and things like that. But the blog is a place where they can use emoticons, smiley faces and things. They can use IM language. And that's okay. It is an informal style and gives them an avenue for that. So it helps us talk about how that language isn't wrong. It's just certain time and place for it and type of writing.
Really looking at that as a different media. And then you sort of balance it. That against other media or other ways of expression?
Yeah, other contexts or situations for writing. So, we would talk about how the things that we say and how we say them is much different on the blog than for an essay you're writing for psychology or biology.
What's the best example that you can think of that, where it would be completely different on the blog versus what you would have had in a more traditional homework?
I would say just kind of level of formality or even kind of structure of ideas. We talk a lot about the blog or even online communities in general as a place to kind of give and take and formulate your ideas, and that they don't have to be in a final form. Even though it's a published site and it's a public site viewable to people, it's more acceptable to kind of have this ill-formed idea online, at least in some of these online communities like ours. And so when you're writing a paper for a class, when you get ready to turn in that final draft, it has to be final and polished. And so that's one of the differences.
And so that's something that you would follow up with that in the class, have them do it on the blog first and then take those same comments and formalize them?
No, they're actually really separate assignments in my course. So for this class, and I'm using blogs in a completely different way this year, but for this class that we have up here, it was a site for discussion, student-generated prompts. That was very much different. We used it as a way to talk about the differences in writing than the type of assignments we did formally in class.
What are you doing this year that's different?
This year I'm doing more of a journal style rather than a discussion.
So your student has their own blog rather than being, because this one, they're all contributing to the same blog.
That's correct. Okay. And this was fall. And then last spring I still did discussion based, but each one had their own blog still linked through one course site. And then this semester I'm just doing individual blogs. They're in what I call learning blog groups of about four or five students. So they have the possibility for some interaction, but it's more of a place for journaling, more of a personal space with a little bit of discussion communication.
All right, let's go ahead and talk to Prudence a little bit about her blog. Now, you're developing one for a study abroad course to South Africa. Is that correct?
Yep, that's right.
Let's go ahead and pull that up and take a look at what you're planning on having students do there. I've got just a little bit of experience trying to do that sort of stuff with my own Mexico course, and I'm curious because it looks like you're going to have a little bit more polished stuff here. Tell me what you got.
It's pretty.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is pretty. Thank you, Wayne. It's a little different than Ashley's because for me, this is really going to be a weblog of this course. So as long as I offer this course, this will be the site, unlike Ashley's, which can change for each semester. And what I wanted was a kind of permanent record of the evolution of the course and the experiences of the students from the inaugural class, the inaugural set of parents, to students who probably would enroll maybe two or three years from now, and we could talk about how the experiences have changed. I also wanted to create a sense of community for the parents of that class. I know some of us are afraid of hearing from the parents and the helicopter parents and all that. But I really thought it provided a good sense of community for them, especially when we were away. Because what that would mean is that if they had any anxieties or when we uploaded pictures, they could all jump on and share. So,
and parents love pictures.
They love pictures.
Especially when their child is out of the country and doing some, you know, crazy exciting stuff. So.
Exactly. And they'll know that we arrived safely and that we're having fun and all that good stuff as well. So really, this isn't a page that I expect to be really active at this stage, in the pre-planning stage. But hopefully, while we're in South Africa, the parents will fill it up.
So do you envision that the students would be posting to this while you're in South Africa?
In my on-ground classes, I use a system of class minutes. So each student takes a record of the day's events, and they post them to Blackboard. With this class, each student will be responsible for keeping a kind of daily log of the activities. And when we're able to, we'll have that record to post along with pictures.
So you're going to have them find a local internet hotspot and upload that to the Elon server back at home?
Well, when we do get to our hotels, there'll be internet facilities, and our South African travel coordinator has also agreed to. She has sent her bio and photo as well. If you look under the travel consultants link, you'll see that she's already contributed as well.
Excellent. I know that in Mexico it was a little bit difficult. Some hotels were charging $20 for a connection, and other ones I would have to slip into a conference room in the middle of the night to get all the data uploaded to the server.
Yeah.
Do you foresee that happening in South Africa, or do you know you've already made arrangements with the hotel?
I have made some, but I don't expect that we'll be able to do it each day, but as often as we can.
So, with both of you, I guess, have any of your students raised, well, maybe more so with Ashley since hers is sort of in production at this point, but Prudence, with your students as well, and especially the students' parents, have any of them raised concerns about privacy at all or anything like that?
Well, actually, Wayne and I talked about privacy when we were developing the blog, so it's not actually registered in the public domain, right, Wayne? You'll...
Mm-hmm.
That's correct. You can set a setting that tells Google and Yahoo not to index it on their site. The bad thing is that all search engines won't honor the no index tag. But we are in the process right now of setting up sort of a authentication on the front end, because this is hosted on the IDD server here at Elon. We can set a password that only that people that know that can post to it.
So you did have a concern then that you didn't want people that weren't in the class or weren't parents of people in the class reading what your class was doing.
Exactly, and I have created guidelines about what we'll post on there, because Blackboard is still the major technological site that we're using for the course, but because we wanted to involve parents or community partners or team of medical doctors who are traveling with us.
So you wanted to be more open than Blackboard, but less open than the public internet.
Exactly. Thank you, Megan.
Cool.
Ashley, what about you? What sort of issues have you faced in those lines?
Well, part of the reason I use blogs is because they are public, and it's something that I find challenging to make clear to my students in the types of assignments that we do there, because a lot of what we do could be done on a Blackboard discussion site. But, you know, why I like blogs is that they are public. And in the research I've done for my thesis, there are other instructors, particularly in the field of composition, who really like blogs as a way to teach audience and audience awareness. And so, for instance, they might have guest bloggers, friends of theirs, come on and interact with their students. So kind of planting in a public audience, but it does make students a little bit more aware. I've also seen classes on different campuses group up and use the public space that way.
Did you ever get, have any of your students maybe, or even you guys ever get comments from people who aren't in your class or people, who is this guy?
Comment? The most that we get are what seem to be some sort of advertising thing.
Spam
where,
blog.
Yeah, they'll come on and make some kind of random comment about that.
I tell you, I was just about to post some of my own comments after reading a few of the things. I discovered amazingly that the students at this university have a slightly different political opinion than I do on a few issues.
Yeah, imagine that.
It was really hard to swallow.
How would you know
comments,
that, though, with traditional classroom discussion alone? I mean, maybe the blog, I don't know if you've seen that. Has the blog freed them up to say stuff that they wouldn't say in class, or do you think they approach it with this kind of what I call the Sunday school answer, you know, telling the professor what they want to hear on the blog?
The way I present the blog is a really student-centered space, and so I stay out of the blog for the most part. I read what goes on there, but I don't necessarily jump in and comment myself. So what was my question?
Yeah.
Okay, so Wayne, suppose I'm a new faculty member and I want to make a blog, and I'm not going to go to Megan and I'm not going to go to Tony
or Prudence,
Ashley. Who do I go to at Elon University to make my blog?
Well, ID&D, which is Instructional Design and Development, have many talented folks over there, and I happen to be one of those folks. That will help you out with all of those sort of issues. Generally, I personally prefer to use an open source solution that is hosted on our server. But
what is that?
It's called PHP Simple Blog. It has a very boring sounding name, but if you like
simple.
To yes, and if you like to write code a little bit, like part of me does, then it's a wonderful thing to be able to customize that and accomplish things that users might want.
That's excellent, excellent. All right, so can we take a few questions from the audience before we wrap things up today?
Yeah, I wanted to ask Ashley. There's obviously there's a sort of continuum of informality in writing. Probably starts at instant messaging and then winds up at sort of research papers. What sort of evaluation exercises or routines do you use, at, for instance, in the blogging? And is that problematic in terms of the information that gets out there in terms of criticisms and things of that nature?
I'm going to piggyback a related question onto that, which is the difference in high stakes and low stakes blogging. So do you notice that students want you to either grade your blogs heavier or not? Or do you see any difference between the different blogging assignments versus regular assignments, I guess?
I'll say that the way I usually grade, especially with the discussion type assignment, it's based on content, quality of ideas, how thoughtful they are, and then how often they're on their posting. And so I don't really, and I tell them I don't grade for the type of language that they're using. It's more about the ideas and concepts behind it. And what was your question?
Do you consider blog entries a sort of casual, low-stakes kind of assignment, or would this be something that would be a major portion of what they're
It is a low-stakes writing, and it's 5% of their grade, so it's a really small portion. But, you know, I give them guidelines. I don't tell them how often to post. I just say you need to be on there often. They usually figure out about how to get an A, but
one of the reasons that I asked that is because I was having a sort of hallway conversation with another faculty member last week, and they were curious about how to get the students who were blogging to not copy what another student who was blogging said.
Yeah, a lot of the comments I see on those sort of things are like, I agree with exactly what Jimmy said.
That was my frustration, and that's part of the reason I moved away from discussion on the blog, because I don't think that when I superimpose this kind of you need to discuss, they don't have anything to say sometimes.
And that's something we see on discussion boards too.
Yeah. So I moved away from that more towards a journal style learning log with some prompts driven by me, some questions, with opportunity to respond to each other, but not all the time.
All right. That wraps up our second Faculty Tech Studio. Let's thank our guests again.
Woo!
And you can visit us online at www.
Use Google.
Yeah, Google us at Faculty Tech Studio, and look for us on iTunes as well, Faculty Tech Studio. Thanks again. See you next time. The quick rundown is that we're going to introduce you and tell a few jokes about you. And
Tony puts on his radio voice, and it's totally cheesy, and so we can all laugh at him. It's okay.
Ha ha. And then we'll look at Ashley's blog. Then we'll look at Prudence's blog. And
you're looking at my blog?
You think that you put stuff on the internet and people can't read it?
Is it a video podcast? Or?
Wait a minute. One of our questions is about privacy and blogs. So. Well, do you have these loaded up, or am I supposed to?
I do. If you pull up the web browser, they're all across the top.
Use
is
that
it,
goofy
is
bottom
it an
thing.
Elon blog?
Web browser.
Yeah,
it has some from NC State.
Oh no! Oh, you know, you'd rather use the NC State.
My personal
rather.
One's
wait, what?
Names on it, so you can't find this.
That's what you think.
You'd be surprised.
So wait, what am I supposed to be doing? Oh, here. Oh, I see. Here we go. So Ashley's blog, for example.
That would be inappropriate.
Because that's your students talking about.
No, not
stuff.
Your personal blog.
No, we don't want your personal. No. This is about teaching and learning. So
you don't have a Facebook.
We hope that there's stuff about.
I don't really have a
personal. I do, but.
All right.
I never
think
put
we're
anything
about,
on there.
Oh my God, it's 3:14.